Town Podcast is a podcast that features your town's dark, wild, and sometimes unbelievable past that will have you thinking there is no way that really happened here.
Matt, Meg, and Zach dust off the books and hit the streets and the occasional nursing home to unveil your town's past.
From small towns to where we live to big cities before they were what they are today, this is your town, your stories.
This podcast is part of the Deluxe Edition Network. To find other great shows on the network, head over to deluxeeditionnetwork.com. That's deluxeeditionnetwork.com.
$320 million people, you'd think that it wouldn't be that hard to find at least one person to fall in love with.
Right?
Right?
Right.
Well, not really. There may be lots of people in the U.S., but many of them don't fit the personal criteria that we look for in a mate.
True.
For example, let's say that you're only interested in women. That immediately cuts the number of potential mates in the U.S. in half, from 320 million down to 160 million.
Sad.
Now let's also assume that you're only interested in women that have a sense of humor. The number then drops from 160 million all the way down to zero.
Must have been dude math.
I don't know. It made me laugh. Hello. Welcome to the Milf and Me podcast.
Hello.
I think it brought it down to one, and that one is sitting across from me now.
Oh, thanks.
Yes.
Thanks.
The main MILF herself, Diana.
Yeah. Hi.
Hi. How are you?
I'm good. How are you?
I'm great.
You sad? You look depressed.
Sad. I'm a little sad because
everything's going to be okay.
Everything's going to be okay. The MILF has got some news.
Yeah. I'm moving. I'm leaving Utah.
Right.
Yeah. It's time.
But don't worry. That doesn't mean it's the end of the show.
No, we're keeping the show. I'm just going to have a little remote studio I'm going to set up, and we're going to do this remote. But so I'm going to make it quick, but we're moving back to San Diego. My ex-husband's parents need a little help, and the family needs some help. So we're going back out there to help with some things and be there and be present. And he needs to be with his family right now, his mom and his dad are both in a home. So it's like one of those things where I'm being a supportive ex-wife, and we have three babies together. Mm-hmm. So we just make it work.
And also, I mean, fuck Utah, right?
Yeah, I'm over it.
You're over it.
I've outgrown this place, so it's time to do bigger, better things now.
There's something about the way that life rolls around, you know, where it's like, I'm in a spot right now where like I'm really getting a footing on what I'm doing here.
Yeah.
I got a good job. I got a good house. I've got a great mortgage.
Yeah.
Me moving doesn't make the most sense right now.
My company dissolved in September. And I've been looking for work, don't really know what I want to do. My son has a mobile car detailing business.
Mm-hmm.
It's going to be amazing out in San Diego. So I'm actually going to help him get that up and running. And we're going to buy a van and do mobile details. So we're going to do that for a little bit. And then there's going to be a lot more in the works for me. That's not just the one thing I'm doing. Schools, friends, family, cousins. You know, like it makes sense for us to go.
It makes a lot of sense for you to go. And I'm just jealous because you get to go to the sunshine.
I know.
But also, I'm going to miss having you here just a phone call away.
Yeah.
I mean, you're still a phone call away, but it's going to be a virtual thing. It's like hop on the computer and let's do an episode remote.
Yeah.
I do remote episodes on my other two shows every day.
All the time.
So
yeah.
I know we can do it. It's just having you there in that seat versus having you here on this laptop, I mean, two different things.
Oh,
but yeah,
I know. I'll miss it. I'm taking my MILF sign. That's coming with me. And we'll figure it out. I'm thinking of flying out to see you once a month or once every couple months. And yeah, I think we'll make it work.
We'll totally make it work. A lot of people are doing this remote stuff, you know, so it's going to be fine. And you'll have a lot of California things to talk about now, too, because I have a feeling we're, with the last episode, kind of pumping the dry well of Utah. Like, how much more shit is there to talk about? Yeah. We've already talked about the church. We've talked about crazy laws. We've talked about the dating scene.
Oh, the dating scene is going to be fun when I get out there. It's going to be, we're going to have a lot of new stuff to cover.
A lot of new material.
And we have fans in LA.
We do. We got a lot of fans in California. So yeah, wow, it's going to be great. It's going to be fine. But I want you to be prepared for what California has.
You're going to get me prepared?
Well, I mean,
I am really fucking worried. Is this a Reddit thing, Craigslist? Where are we getting this information from?
This is a Reddit thing. So let's put it this way. When you lived in California before, you were married.
I was married.
You were religious.
Off and on.
You weren't.
I wasn't where I am now.
You weren't living the MILF life.
I wasn't very centered and I didn't really know who I was. Let's put it that way.
Right. You weren't going out and discovering all the fun things that were out there.
No.
You know, you were raising babies.
I was raising babies.
Those babies are almost grown now.
They are.
So while you're out there, you're going to have to be careful because there are some weird laws in California.
I can always
tell. Want you.
When your tone drops a little, I can always tell that this is going to get real fucking serious.
So these are some crazy California laws that if you didn't know them when you lived there before, now you get to.
Okay, I'm so excited.
So you're getting number me prepared.
One. What is it? What are they laws about?
You like animals, right? You like cats?
I love cats.
Yeah. So just so you know, cats are banned from mating publicly within 1,500 feet of a tavern, school, or place of worship. So if you've got cats that aren't spayed or neutered,
I'll make sure my cats aren't fucking each other in front of a church
or a school or a tavern. Why a tavern?
Oh my god, that's so great. Oh, is it the same for dogs? Are they not allowed to do this publicly as well?
It would be weird if it wasn't.
Yeah.
You dogs can do whatever the fuck you want, but you cats,
you pussies,
you keep that shit.
Keep your pussy locked
keep
up.
Keep that shit in the bedroom.
That's so great.
This is for you. Women may not drive in a house coat.
Oh, shit.
Must be something they left on the books.
Oh,
if you can walk around Walmart in Utah in your pajamas and fucking slippers at 2 o'clock in the morning, then you can drive in a house coat, in my opinion.
That is so good.
It is illegal to set a mouse trap without a hunting license.
No, is this real?
These are all real. I'm not sure if they're still standing, but these are all in the books.
So if I need to catch some little mice, what do I do? Like go get
a license.
I'm about to fuck some shit up at my house. There's some mice. Please.
You got to go get an orange vest.
Get me a license. How do I apply for this?
A little
license?
Wool cap and fuck it. Go ahead and get yourself a 12-gauge shotgun too, as long as you're getting a license to trap mice.
Oh, these are so good. I'm so glad we're having this conversation. I don't want to get arrested.
Yeah, well, because here's the thing. It's
illegal. Maybe I do. Maybe I do want to get arrested.
It's illegal to eat oranges in the bathtub.
What? In the hell? It's illegal to cry as a witness in Los Angeles. Did you see that one?
So on the witness stand.
You can't cry.
You can't cry. And Los Angeles is full of actresses, so what?
Oh, yeah.
In Burlingame, it's illegal to spit except on baseball diamonds. Well, you're not much of a spitter.
Yeah. I mean, usually not. I usually swallow, but it's fine.
Oh! And wearing cowboy boots at the same time.
Yep.
In Cathedral City, one may not bring their dog to school.
Oh, so no therapy animals.
No therapy animals.
That's just in Cathedral City.
Right. I don't even know what that is. In Chico, which is Central California, bowling on the sidewalk is illegal.
Okay, so keep your bowling balls under control. Don't take them with you.
What's funny about laws like that is the only reason why those laws exist.
Someone did it.
Is this fun? Someone fucking did it.
Someone whipped out their bowling ball and went for
it. Set up a lane.
Yeah.
Right? It's like, okay, they won't let me in the bowling alley because I'm wearing cowboy boots. So fuck you. I'm going to set my own bowling alley up outside.
Wearing my cowboy boots.
In Dana Point, one may not use one's restroom if the window is open.
Oh.
Is that a smell thing or is that a sound thing? We don't want to hear your loud shit, Kevin.
I don't know. Kevin.
Fucking Kevin.
Why not James? Why aren't we keeping the J name alive?
Yeah, we got enough heat from the J names. We don't want any more.
We're moving into Kevin now. Okay, the K's.
In Downey, it is illegal to wash your car in the street.
Yeah. So this is actually really funny, but we have a mobile car detail business and there are some water laws in San Diego.
Ooh, that you like can't do certain things.
We have to recycle our own water.
Ooh, yeah, that makes a lot of sense.
It's an extra little challenge for us, but we're doing it. So yeah, it's mostly if they catch you or whatever, then you can get a fine. But we have some things to deal with for sure. These laws are pretty fucking ridiculous.
Well, there's also so many more people. I mean, the fact that we have as many people in this state as like one neighborhood in Los Angeles.
Yeah.
It's kind of fucking crazy. You know, you're gonna be in San Diego. It's still a pretty big population.
Right, exactly.
But yeah, everything's different when you start multiplying populations by the millions.
Yeah. And there's not this religious thing like around our necks, right? Like we're gonna be able to go to the liquor. We're going to be able to go to the grocery store and buy our alcohol.
And buy your alcohol there.
Yeah, buy my wine.
You can buy your booze. You can buy liquor.
I used to do that. Yeah, when we lived there before. Yeah.
We're in the dark ages here.
I know.
In El Monte, waitresses are not allowed to consume drinks bought by customers.
Oh.
I think that's kind of a law anywhere, like no drinking on the job. But it's interesting.
Yeah.
in Eureka, men who wear mustaches are forbidden from kissing women.
What?
So you can't have a mustache in Eureka, or if you do, you can be gay and kiss a dude. You just can't kiss a woman.
That's a really good one. I would love to know the background behind that one.
In Fresno, no one may annoy a lizard in a city park.
Oh, that stresses them out.
Right? Fucking Fresno lizards are triggered. They've just got all this anxiety. They got all this childhood trauma. They're like, don't fuck with me, man.
These Fresno ones are good.
In Fresno, it's against the law to hold a private bingo game.
That is so good.
Sorry, Grandma. You're going to have to go to the public one.
So what happened that they had to do
Fresno,
that?
In Fresno, permanent markers may not be sold in city limits.
Oh, are people getting stoned?
Oh, maybe that's it.
Is that a problem?
I thought it might have to do with like graffiti.
Graffiti. I'm thinking the scent. Like,
it's like, okay, they outlawed spray cans. And so the kids started like tagging buildings with permanent markers and Sharpies. Next is me, Crayola.
Seriously, did you read this next one? I'm sorry, I went ahead one. This is wild.
In Fresno, it's illegal to sell gasoline to a drunken person. Well, I mean, yeah.
But like,
how did they get there?
Right, exactly. But it's like, that's a no-brainer, right?
Right.
But
unless like they're carrying like a gas pail.
It's one of those things that kind of blows your mind. You don't really think about it, but you're like,
yeah, makes sense.
That should be against the law, right?
I can't sell booze to a drunk person because you know they might be driving home to drink more booze drunk. Yeah. Gasoline's the same way. It's like, I can't sell gas to you because you're going to probably drive with it.
Yeah.
And then I'm just as accountable for whatever kind of damage you cause.
Exactly.
I love this one. In Fresno, elementary schools may not host poker tournaments.
That's good.
Sorry, kids. It's like,
oh,
bake sales, book fairs, any way you're trying to raise money for your school, that's great. But poker tournaments, no.
Oh my God, these are so great.
In Fresno, getting drunk on a playground is against the law. If you're a child?
Yeah, it's like that everywhere. You can't have alcohol within certain amount feet of playgrounds or public places. But the Glendale one about the dog on the elevator, do that one. That's a good one.
You just did it. In Glendale, one may not take his dog on the elevator
you
with
can't
him.
Can't take your dog on the elevator with you. Why?
One may not take his dog.
Oh, so if it's your neighbor's dog, you can take it?
Or if it's like a girl, if it's a woman, she can do it. She's got her little dog in her little purse or something like that.
Yeah, so what are you supposed to make your Frenchie go up like 15 flights of stairs?
It's like, you go and I'll meet you at the top.
Yeah, what the fuck? That's so great.
In Glendale, it's illegal to jump into a passing car.
What?
Is that a hobby? Is that a game? What
hell?
Are we doing?
This
or
is so amazing.
In Glendale, cars may not be driven in reverse. Okay, I mean, I'm sure backing out of the driveway is one thing, but like, who drives their car in reverse down the road?
Oh, shit.
In Hermosa Beach, public restrooms must be supplied with toilet paper.
Oh, that's good.
I fucking hope so.
Thank you. Yes, we're not using our hand. What the fuck?
BYOTP. In Hermosa Beach, no person may show his or her buttocks on a playground.
Thanks.
Thanks for the law on that. I'm sure there's more inclusive laws on that one as well. In Indian Wells, foretelling the future for donations is illegal.
Okay, so my psychic career is over.
Yeah, you can't be a psychic in Indian Wells, unfortunately.
What in the hell? What is happening?
In Lodi, it's illegal to shoot silly string at a parade participants.
Oh, that's good. I hate silly string anyway. We should just make that illegal everywhere. So we're getting into LA now in Long Beach. This is closer.
Long Beach. Cars are the only item allowed in a garage. What the fuck?
Oh, that's a big one.
You have one car and then nothing else. I mean, they can't police that. In Long Beach, it's illegal to curse on a mini golf course.
Yeah.
Fuck me.
Fuck me too. I'm going to be swearing a lot.
I mean, when I think Long Beach, I think of Snoop Dogg. I think of gangster rap. I think of all that shit.
That West Coast, that good 90s West Coast beat.
It's like they created a law. It's like, I got to escape from all this profanity. So someone has to pass a law. Okay. No swearing permitted on the putt-putt. And then everyone just goes there.
Oh, God. That's so great.
That's racist.
It is.
Oh, shit.
Keep going.
In Los Angeles, it is illegal for a man to beat his wife with a strap wider than 2 inches without her consent.
Oh, my God.
So if
I meet someone and I'm into this, then we got to get a strap that's 1 inch.
1 inch. No wider than 2 inches.
No wider than 2 inches.
Without your consent. You're going to have a consent form at the ready.
Yeah.
You're like, excuse me, sir.
Will you sign this?
How wide is this strap?
How wide is that strap?
Now beat my ass raw.
Yeah. Sign this first.
In Los Angeles, you cannot bathe 2 babies in the same tub at the same time. The fuck? I'm pretty sure there's like a water crisis going on in Southern California, right?
Yeah. So
yeah. That's just someone being conservative with their water. If you have to recycle your wastewater in San Diego, but you can't bathe 2 babies at the same time in the same tub.
Oh, no.
In Los Angeles, toads may not be licked.
I love that one. It's like, but I thought it was my Prince Charming.
You see all these crazy bitches out there who, like, they can't find anyone.
I saw it on a movie on the Disney Channel.
It's like, oh, well, that's a kiss, lady. Why the fuck are you licking them?
Yeah.
It's like, because I got to beat the other women.
Yeah, I got to be a better kisser. That's so good.
We found your follow-up to that last law.
Okay, good.
In Los Angeles, it's a crime for dogs to mate within 500 yards of a church. So for cats, it was 1,500.
1,500?
Yeah, and in Los Angeles, it's 500, but only dogs.
People that are religious can't see how animals procreate?
Right, well, because it's going to give them ideas.
Missionary is
the only way.
This is what they're
saying. The Lord's way.
Oh, goddamn. That reminds me of that lady I was with last night. I was doing her doggy style. And then he has to go to church.
And he has to go to church.
To repent.
In Norco,
mm-hmm.
all persons wishing to keep a rhinoceros as a pet must obtain a license for $100 first. It's a pretty good deal. $100, man.
A rhino? Honey, I found the perfect rhino for us.
It's only going to be $100
for the
license.
You need to go get the license, and then we got to go pick up the rhino. We're going to do that in that order today, okay? Are you fucking serious right now? A rhinoceros?
I mean, people are fucking crazy, like celebrities and
There's
shit.
There's a reason why this law had to be put on this fucking thing. Like, someone did this. Someone got a rhinoceros.
Right. This one's crazy. In Pasadena, it's illegal for a secretary to be alone in her room with her boss.
Oh, goddamn. Pasadena?
I mean, Pasadena is just a suburb of Los Angeles.
Pasadena, they need to just...
Well,
I know where
is.
Pasadena is. They need to pass that everywhere.
Seriously. What this is like someone got busted and someone got sued and they were probably important. So like, okay.
In Pasadena County.
How are we going to control
this? Pasadena County and
we're going to make a law
that
you can't be in a room alone with your boss.
He's probably one of the executive assistants for the county clerk or some bullshit. Like,
exactly.
Absolutely. That needs to be passed everywhere, I feel. Whatever.
In Portola, no person may carry a fish into a bar.
Oh, that's good.
Because that happens.
It happens all the time. Bring my fish with me. He gets lonely. Oh, we're getting into San Diego now. Thank God.
Oh, there we go.
Thank God.
In San Diego, it is illegal to shoot jackrabbits from the back of a streetcar.
That's good to know.
You don't have to worry about that.
This is good to know. But what if I did? What if I was like, I want to go hunting today?
Right. Oh, shit. This would not do well here in Utah. In San Diego, the owners of houses with Christmas lights on them past February 2nd may be fined up to $250. I got motherfuckers on my street that still have their Christmas lights up and their Christmas trees.
And it's the end of it. And it's the first part of March.
Right. It's the first part of March now. Like, you're out of it.
I will say, I think I know why. So there's a lot of, there's small airports. And then there's the main airport in San Diego. Have you ever flown into San Diego before?
Yeah.
I think that's a distraction. That could be a huge distraction for any of the pilots landing, because there's a lot of little tiny, smaller airports around. Like La Mesa, Santee, in those areas. And that could be why that one. That's interesting, though.
Yeah, California, I mean, I think people that aren't from there don't understand like how everything is so included in the city. Like, there's multiple airports in the cities, right?
Yeah, like, you have to be trained.
Essentially in the neighborhoods.
As a matter of fact, they don't let certain pilots fly into those cities because they have to be trained to fly. Like, they're close to buildings and homes and houses. Like, they can't be having some fucker.
Right.
Like the guy that landed, well, we won't get into that, but did you hear about that in Florida?
No.
Oh, he landed his airplane in Florida by Miami, like a few miles outside of Miami.
Oh.
And the airplane blew up anyway on the freeway. So yeah, there's reasons why these laws are in place, but let's do a few of these San Francisco ones. These are fucking amazing.
In San Francisco, it is prohibited for elephants to be strolling down Market Street unless they are on a leash.
Really?
I mean, there's no leash laws.
Did you read that one?
In San Francisco, persons classified as ugly may not walk down any street.
Honey,
I want to know these classifications.
Honey, am I ugly? How do you do that? Like, who is deciding on if this person is ugly or not?
Right? Is there like a template that you have to follow?
This is how you need to look to walk on the sidewalk in San Francisco.
You walk down the street and all of a sudden they bust cops put cuffs on you. You're like, why? Like, oh, because you're ugly. And you're like, I am.
You're like, I am.
No one ever told me.
Yeah, my husband said I was beautiful this morning.
Let's see.
Ooh, that next one. Giving or receiving oral sex is prohibited.
Ooh, sex laws.
Sex laws.
Okay.
Yes.
I wonder if I have this pulled up.
Yes.
So that's interesting because I had this for another episode, but we can just kind of jump into it. So I didn't realize that oral and anal sex is still like technically illegal.
Yeah.
In like 17 states, like, Utah included.
It's illegal to do?
Illegal to do even if you're married. Now, no one's policing that, right? However, let's say if you got busted in a car blowing a dude, they consider that sodomy here. And it really is up to the policeman if he wants to charge you with that. And he can. And people have been fined. People have been put in like community service or 30 days in jail. Now, you can.
You want me to tell you the special thing about Utah?
Go ahead.
That cop would be so aroused by that. He would be turned on and aroused by that because he's probably married to some woman that doesn't do anything for him anymore for whatever reason and doesn't get that at home.
Right.
So he's using this as a little fantasy. I'm telling you right now, someone gets caught doing that in a car in Utah, the cops are going to be like, how do I give her my phone number without getting fired?
Right. So, okay, yeah. I do have my sex law list. So,
oh, good.
Let's do a few of those because this is funny. Okay. You don't have to worry about these in Florida or in California, but you might.
Yeah, I'm not moving to Florida.
Also, we got a local one here in Tremonton.
It's so good.
Which is like an hour north of here. Women aren't allowed to get frisky in the back of an ambulance without being slapped with a sexual misdemeanor charge. But there is no such law for men. So essentially, you're not allowed to encourage sexual actions in an ambulance, but I could.
What?
Yeah.
The fuck? If I'm in an ambulance, why am I wanting sexual Like, that's so fucking weird.
It's your last few minutes of life.
And I'm like, just give me an orgasm really fast,
someone
please.
Just jump on me really just fast.
Really quickly.
And the guy's like, sorry, sir, or sorry, ma'am. It's against the law. I could lose my job.
But let me initiate, and yeah, then we can.
Then we can.
It's what like, the
you,
fuck?
You have to let me initiate, and then we can do this.
Help me make it make sense.
In Alexandria, Minnesota, a man isn't allowed to have sex with his wife immediately after eating garlic, onions, or sardines. I mean, that's just common courtesy.
That's just, go brush your fucking teeth.
Right? I think that's null and void, though, if you're both eating garlic, onions, and sardines, and it kind of cancels each other out.
It's so amazing.
In Ames, Iowa, after a guy has sex with you and you're lying in bed together, he's not allowed to take more than 3 sips of beer.
I mean, my mind just isn't quite understanding why these are laws and who's policing them and why are they laws?
I'm sure no one's policing them, but there has to be like someone did something that pissed someone off and they knew a guy who passes laws and they ended up on the books.
They ended up on the books.
This one I agree with. In Connersville, Wisconsin, you're prohibited from shooting off a gun while your female partner is having an orgasm.
Oh, thank you. Thank you for agreeing with that. Oh my,
because like, it's there at the ready.
He's like, happy new year. You're like, while she has an orgasm.
You're breaking the law.
Yeah. Wow.
In Texas, it's considered obscene to own any more than 6 sex toys at one time.
Oh.
And in Arizona, you're not allowed to own any more than 2. So are there like sex toy cops that are coming around like,
I want that job. I want that fucking
job.
I'm
going to have to see your sex toy collection, please.
Where's your fucking sex toys right now? Show them to me. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6. Nope. I'm writing you a ticket.
Sorry.
You've passed way too many sex toys.
If a woman loses a game of pool in Anniston, Alabama, it's illegal for her to settle her tab with sex. And that's just not fair.
I mean, what if she doesn't have the money?
It doesn't matter because women can't play pool.
I can play pool.
I'm kidding. Don't come after me. It's a fucking joke.
Help, ladies, help. No, I can play pool. And what if she just doesn't have the money for...
Then she shouldn't be hustling pool.
To settle up her debts.
She's the like, guy, that round didn't count,
the
right?
Guy that's playing, the guy that's playing with her is like, ma'am, no. I cannot take sex as a payment.
It's against
the law. We will
get
arrested. It's against the law.
And I follow the law to the letter in this pool hall
and she's like,
in Alabama.
But please let me have sex with you to pay this debt. Oh, my hell. So bad.
Oh, God. These are so fun. If you live in New Castle, Wyoming, you're not allowed to have sex while standing inside a store's walk-in meat freezer.
Oh, good.
Yeah, I mean, because health code, right?
Yeah, and that's... I'm Plus, really I mean, glad to know that that is that. Cause...
What about shrinkage?
I know.
I wouldn't want to have sex in a stand-in meat freezer anyway.
I don't want to have sex anywhere that's cold.
Right. No, that's why...
It's uncomfortable. I'm fucking 42 years old.
I mean, us in the food and beverage industry know that's what dry storage and like the back closet
There's
room is
for. Areas for that.
There's areas for that. It's not the meat freezer.
You're so horrible. You're really...
In Minnesota, it's illegal
really
for any
naughty.
Man...
How do you know where the dry storage is at your store? Is that where people are having sex at your store?
Well, people don't have sex at my store, but when I was in restaurants. 100%.
Yeah, restaurants are a different story. Yeah. Got it.
I mean, there's like a hierarchy, right?
I forget that you have like a restaurant past. I'm like only in retail stores.
You have sex in dry storage.
Thank you for that information.
You cry in the walk-in.
Okay.
You know?
That's where you go to cry.
That's where you go to cry.
Okay.
The freezer, there's no fucking reason to go into the freezer.
Well, someone had to make it a law, so.
Right. Was that Minnesota? Yeah, it was in Minnesota.
Which is cold anyway.
Which is cold anyway, so they're like, oh, might as well fuck in the freezer. I'm gonna fuck outside.
Oh, my God.
let's see. In Minnesota, again, it's illegal for any man to have sexual intercourse with a live fish. But, ladies, that law does not apply to you.
Oh,
who says that there's a battle of the sexes, right? Who says that feminism doesn't exist and it doesn't matter?
Are dudes having sex with fishes? With fish?
Dudes will fuck anything.
Oh my God.
Dudes are nasty. I think we've learned this. look at all these bestiality laws. And yeah. I guarantee you, you'll not find anything about a woman. Okay,
I think I still have trauma from that one episode we did about the dude that died.
Oh, the horse dude?
From getting fucked by the horse.
That's right.
Yeah. Yeah.
All right. So
traumatized.
Last one before we wrap this up. In Arizona, female breasts, according to the Arizona Supreme Court, do not constitute private parts under state law. I knew this. And you want to know how?
How?
Girls Gone Wild.
Oh.
So back in the early 2000s, late 90s, they had this series of tapes that you could buy off of late night TV, right? Called Girls Gone Wild. And they were totally nasty and they were totally terrible. This guy would go down there and he would just find drunk girls and videotape them taking their tops off, hooking up with each other, whatever. And they mostly did it at ASU and in different parts of Arizona, like Havasu during spring break.
Yeah.
Because they had laws in Arizona that said that that was not considered indecency. So that's why all of these were happening. And it's funny because, well, it's not funny. It's actually kind of sad. For like a decade after, you would keep finding all these women who were like in public office or in educational jobs and teaching jobs that were getting found out and like let go from their jobs or reprimanded because these tapes would resurface
from back in their teen
years.
And
it was so many of them from Arizona because that's where they hung out and did all these videos.
That is sad.
Because of their indecency laws.
So they're not considered body parts. The boobs. They're boobs.
They're just boobs.
Yeah, they're just boobs. Huh.
And so someone jumped in and exploited that. Now, thank God that whole thing's gone.
Yeah.
But it's funny, right? Isn't it funny that that is kind of looked down upon now, which because of, I think, the setting of the, it was a dude controlling it.
Right.
But now that we have OnlyFans and women are in control of their own exposition.
Yeah.
Which I totally support and agree with.
Yeah, I will too, all day long.
But it's funny where it's like, okay, so we still haven't gotten over the fact that like we shame you women for wanting to be sexually expressive and do stuff like that. When in the cases of Girls Gone Wild, it was the dudes that were convincing drunk women to take their top off. Not a lot happened to them. I mean, the main guy, the main guy had like some financial bullshit, like some fraud. So he went to jail for a while.
Nothing illegal.
Nothing
not
happened
like,
to the dude that was holding the camera. Nothing happened to the dude that was editing the movies.
Yeah, because these are all underage too. Yeah. You know, they're not legal, like probably 18 most of them.
Some of them, like just barely, I'm sure some slipped through the cracks.
No, it's bullshit.
But then those women had to pay for the rest of their lives. Like, okay, I got drunk and took my top off at Lake Havasu, you know? It's crazy how that all works out. That wasn't the direction I wanted this episode to go, but it's an interesting conversation when we get to that last part.
Yeah, it is. And it's, there's an issue, but we don't have time for the We don't have time for that rabbit hole. So thank you so much for doing this.
Preparing you, doing the groundwork for what to expect.
Yeah, preparing me and giving me the groundwork. Thank you so much. I'll make sure my cats are not fucking in front of a church. That's the biggest thing for me of that whole list.
Or that you're eating oranges in a bathtub.
Oranges in the bathtub. keep your cats, your pussies, all those things away from the church.
And if you're going to walk an elephant down the street.
Leash it.
Make sure it's on a leash.
Yeah. A rhinoceros, you only need to get a permit. It's no big deal, $100. Yeah, these are doable things, I think. I think I'll be okay.
So we're still going to have a few more episodes recorded in studio before you're actually there. But I mean, so this is what we ask our listeners for in the meantime, as we are slowly counting down to her eventual move to California.
Yeah.
We might need some help.
Mm-hmm.
So we want to make sure that she's all set up in the best way possible so we have the best quality studio. So one of the things that we talked about is creating an Amazon wish list that we can get you the basics of getting this stuff.
Yeah, we don't need fancy. We're pretty basic. Yeah.
But if you are a fan of the show and you want to help Diana get set up so she has got a nice little recording space.
Yeah.
So we can have the highest quality show possible for both the YouTube and for the audio version.
Yeah.
There'll be a link in our link tree that will go to an Amazon wish list for stuff to get Diana's studio set up. Because I'm going to send her with as much as I can.
Yep.
But the problem is I've got other shows here that I need all my equipment for. So we're going to have to help her get set up a little bit. So
yeah, that would be really nice. I mean, we hate asking for stuff like that. So
hate
it's, it's kind of hard for us, but.
But yeah, it's expensive to move. And so all of her finances are going towards that.
Like if we got $1 or $2, like seriously, it's kind of funny. If you got $1 from each person that follows us.
Yeah.
Like that would get us what we need.
It would.
Isn't that funny?
It'd be interesting.
So like the littlest amount could go so far for us. Antonio gets good quality things and he's a bargain shopper. So super proud of him for everything he does for the show. And I will miss being in the studio. But yes, I will need some things just to get us set up in the beginning. Yeah.
So yeah, again, we hate asking, we hate begging. But if you're a fan of the show and you got a few dollars to spare, check out the Amazon wish lists and help Diana get a nice little setup going so we can continue this show in the best quality possible.
Yeah.
While she's drinking her grocery store liquor that she can buy on a Sunday.
Yes.
And I'm over here still just having to live under religious persecution.
You'll be okay.
I'll be fine. Anyway, I love you.
I'm looking
forward to the last few episodes we're recording in studio and then to this new adventure that we'll have of you a few states away.
Yes.
So once again, everybody, like we always say, jump onto the milkmepod.com. If you have any questions, concerns, or fun stories you want us to share on the podcast, you can leave them there or on the Milf and Me Instagram. That's the place where Diana checks most of her messages. And yeah, we just look forward to more episodes, more YouTube videos, and to entertaining all of you.
Yep. Thank you so much for everything and all your support.
All right. I love you.
Love you too.
Talk to you next week.